Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The government has reassured that fertilizer availability in the country remains sufficient, with supplies continuing to exceed requirements for the Kharif 2026 season. Addressing an interministerial briefing in New Delhi today, Additional Secretary in the Department of Fertilizers, Aparna Sharma, said that the domestic production of fertilizers has reached 62.37 LMT, while imports stand at about 15.39 LMT, taking total availability to around 78 LMT during the current period.
Fertilizer availability remains robust as ever, and the supplies continue to exceed the requirement. For Kharif 2026, the total domestic production of various fertilizer has been 62.37 LMT, and about 15.39 LMT of imports have reached our shores. So approximately 78 LMT of fertilizer has been added to the availability in the crisis situation.
Joint Secretary in the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that there is uninterrupted supply of LPG, petrol and diesel across the country. She stated that domestic LPG supply is fully assured and no distributor is facing any dry out situation. She said online LPG booking has increased to around 98%, while about 93% of deliveries are being authenticated through OTP. Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari today emphasized the need for climate-resilient road infrastructure in fragile Himalayan region. Mr. Gadkari was addressing a workshop on landslide mitigation measures for resilient hill roads in New Delhi. The minister said that sustained efforts are being undertaken through adoption of global best practices and advanced technologies. He also reaffirmed the government's commitment to building safe, seamless and sustainable highways across hilly regions. The Election Commission, EC, has introduced a QR code-based photo identity card system through its ECI Net platform to eliminate the possibility of any unauthorized person from entering counting centres. The poll body has said that the initiative will come into effect from the 4th of next month during the counting of votes for assembly polls in Assam, Keralam, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal and Puducherry, along with by-elections in 7 assembly constituencies across 5 states. According to the Commission, the QR code-based verification will be a crucial layer in a newly implemented 3-tier security system. India Post Payments Bank, or IPPB, today announced the launch of its self-help group, Savings Account, a dedicated offering aimed at advancing financial inclusion and empowering women-led SHGs across rural India. The Ministry of Communication said that the account will provide a simple, accessible and zero-cost banking solution that aligns with national priorities of inclusive growth and sustainable livelihoods. Its features include no minimum initial deposit requirement, no monthly average balance requirement, maximum balance limit of 2 lakh rupees, and no account closure charges and no QR card issuance charges. The Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, DPIIT, has said that Invest India has facilitated the granting of investments worth over $6.1 billion during the financial year 2025-26, reflecting strong global confidence in India's investment ecosystem. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Secretary DPIIT Amardeep Singh Bhatia said, these investments span 14 states and are expected to generate more than 31,000 jobs. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today described Pakistan as a centre for international terrorism and India as a hub of information technology. Speaking at the National Security Summit 2.0 in New Delhi, he said that Operation Sindoor gave a message to the world that India will not tolerate any terrorist activity under any circumstance. Defence Research and Development Organisation today highlighted that BrahMos Aerospace revenue has crossed 5,200 crore rupees for the year 2025-26. In a social media post, DRDO said that the new Lucknow facility has started rolling out the first batch of missiles within a year of commencing operations. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended over 0.7% lower today. The Sensex dropped 583 points to close at 76,914, while Nifty settled at 23,998. And that is the end of this news bulletin.